This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there. It's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, October 8th.
Oh, boy.
Let's run down the gamut of what we discussed today. Best way to break up with somebody.
Breaking up is hard to do.
It's not me. It's not you. It's me.
But I wonder how many relationships we put into peril this morning over breakfast going, you know what they said on the radio about breaking up?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But it really should not be a surprise if one of your parties says the relationship is over. And that's kind of what this psychologist has said here. They're saying that, you don't surprise them. It shouldn't be a surprise that the relationship doesn't work. And then also make sure that you don't take the time to unload everything that annoyed you in the relationship all at one time.
What she's assuming is that you've already talked about all this stuff, that the reason was, but not everybody talks about this stuff.
Think of it like a job. Like if you're an employer, you can't suddenly just fire, well, you can, I guess, but you don't want to suddenly just fire someone without at least telling them what they're doing wrong or what you're uncomfortable with and then giving them a chance to fix it.
Yeah, absolutely. If you really do love the person. And if you don't, just file, say, I'm just not in love with you that way. So
just be honest. Yeah. I mean, now how they choose to react to that is on them, but you have to be honest.
And by the way, they say, make sure that you break up in person. Millennials, you can't text a goodbye. Sorry.
Or just, nowadays, it's like you said earlier, Storm, they just ghost you where you'll be talking 1 minute and then the next minute, it's like they never existed.
All I got, I got some ghost emoji. What does that mean?
Hey, speaking of emojis, watch out. There's this latest Facebook scam. Here's the thing. Anything that's forwarded to you that tells you to forward, I'm talking like, if you're going to get rich or luck if you forward, it's bad.
Yeah.
So, if you get something forwarding saying that, you've been hacked and you need to forward this particular message, you can probably think that it's a whole bunch of BS.
I wonder if this is from Moscow.
Maybe.
You never know. Yeah, but it's spam, and a lot of people were going over this weekend because they thought they were getting messages from their friends on their friends list saying, hey, I think you've been hacked. I got a friend request from you. Check it out. And all they want you.
Yeah. It was like casual conversation, too. So it looked like maybe someone of your friends had written it.
Yeah.
But
and then there were different versions of it, too, where it did look like it was coming from your personal friends. But no.
No. And actually, what they do say every once in a while, you should really kind of, was it called catfishing yourself?
Yeah.
Or not, I don't know what it's called, but put your name into the search engine and see if there's an extra, another profile.
The Facebook first search engine. And if there is another one, and we found them for my wife, I'm not sure. I have to go back to her computer to kill it.
You should be able to find a button that says report this file, and that'll actually send up a red flag to Facebook in 24 hours. That should take care of it.
Yeah, so. Report this profile is what they say.
Yeah. Haunted houses. We love them. Storm's not a big fan of them.
Not so much.
But that's okay. 20% of Americans say they plan on attending a haunted attraction this fall. And a lot of times, the fun thing, it really is the people that do get scared, they're kind of the fun ones to watch. Mm-hmm. But, a lot of times, if you don't like clowns or ghosts or spiders, you don't want to really go to a haunted house because of those particular items. So what they say is to desensitize yourself to this. And it's very, very simple. So if you know you're afraid of spiders.
Right.
And or bats. Let's say you're going to go watch the bats at UF flee for the day.
Right.
You might want to
desensitize
yourself a little bit by looking at bats. Maybe going and doing a Google search and look at them or touch them or feel them or something. It kind of gets your body instead of that fight or flight to realize, hey, I can kind of handle this.
I wonder if that works with roaches.
No.
And then they fly.
Yeah.
Or
you squish them and they still run away. Yeah. What's going on there? But that's what they basically say. And I said, if they're not ready to, that's still a little bit too much. What they suggest doing is kind of doing a little bit of yoga to retrain your muscles and heart to be calm overall.
Ooh, it goes zen, man.
Because a lot of times when you're fight or flight, and that's what being afraid is, it really pumps up your blood pressure and your heart rate.
My excuse, though, is that since I'm older, I've had more IRS scares than you guys.
And I don't need another scare. Popping out of the corners and scaring you, Storm?
Now, that's scary, yeah.
It is, yeah.
Use the word audit.
Oh, the A word. Let's talk about our nuts.
He's talking about like walnuts and pecans and peanuts and stuff like that, I'm sure.
It is, because you know, it's still confusing, this Best Buy, used by expiration date thing.
Yeah, right.
The Best Buy is only, this is what the manufacturer says, we're guaranteeing it's going to be fresh to this date. But there's one thing we never thought about until we read this article. If you put a lot of your nuts that are not unopened into the refrigerator, it can go up to almost a year past its expiration
date. That's amazing. You can even freeze them, too.
Freeze them until up to 2 years.
Yeah, because the Best Buy is just like, eat at your own risk after this point, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're bad.
Absolutely, and it leads to a lot of food waste. Almonds, in particular, can last 9 to 12 months after their Best Buy date by storing them in the refrigerator. Let's see here. The only one that doesn't, they say cashews the same thing, pecans, walnuts. They say the only thing that really doesn't do well in the fridge and really you need to use by its Best Buy date are pistachios.
Okay.
I guess they just really they don't stand in storage too well. So is it autumn or is it fall?
Aha. We don't know. It's both.
It is really both, but why does this particular season have two particular names? Well, because it's English.
Yeah, let's go back to our go back to our Latin roots, though.
Yeah, so this actually, according to Merriam-Webster, autumn first appeared in the English language back in the 1300s. It was derived from the Latin word autumnus, which quickly gained favor because it replaced the original name of this type of year, which was called harvest.
Yeah.
Didn't do well on the name part there. So that did well and good. It's about 300 years later, 16th century came around. And then in England, there was a very poetic phrase people were saying is the fall of leaves.
Ah, look, it's the fall of leaves.
And so that kind of, they shortened it to the fall, and that became kind of the standard. About this time is when England went off to conquer the world, and they brought their customs to everywhere, including colonial America. So in America, we were using fall and autumn all the time. But this is about the time also, too, we decided we don't want to be English anymore.
Yeah.
We want to be our own country. So at the time, England, in England, autumn was being used more. So we were like, screw you, we're going to say fall. And it really has stood the test of time.
That's
even if you go to England today, they refer to it more or less than autumn. We call it fall.
And we also say spring ahead, fall back.
Right.
You know?
That's
autumn
true.
Just sounds formal. It sounds a little bit fancier, which is kind of fun.
We were wondering why, if it's autumn, because it's the autumnal equinox, why isn't spring vernal? Because spring is the vernal equinox.
I'm just going to be like, here comes Vern.
Hey, what
it's
up,
Vernal
Vern?
Time.
What up, Vern?
Hi, Vern.
And then we found out today that I guess we have to have signs everywhere.
This is another only in Florida story.
It really is, especially when you, I don't know how I would feel walking into a convenience store and getting a burrito, sticking it in the microwave, and there's a sign there that says, don't microwave your pee.
I'm going to another microwave,
Yeah, don't microwave your pee. This actually happened in Jacksonville. There's a gas station called On the Fly Convenience Store.
Yeah.
And the owner, Parul Patel, she says she got sick and tired of random people coming into her convenience store with their urine containers and warming them up in the microwave. Storm pointed out, apparently, because you need warm urine in order to pass a drug test.
And she happens to be near a Quest Diagnostics and LabCorp where people
would
have their
borrowing urine tested. Somebody else's, and you keep it in the freezer to keep it whatever, then you
fresh.
Have to make it body temperature
is this
right before you go down the street to the Quest or the LabCorp.
Not only is it fresh, there's an unlimited supply.
I love that her place is called On the Fly.
On the Fly.
There's so many references, like the fly and pee, and how about just some Clorox wipes so that when I put my soup in there afterwards, I don't have to worry about any of it.
The only sign I want on the microwave is warning, urine has been heated up in here.
Ew, God.
You know.
Gross.
But it has to be your body temperature. They will test that at the labs.
I know people that work labs, by the way. Yeah. You're not fooling anybody.
Some places, they'll actually watch you.
They have to go in with
that's
you,
the
right?
thing.
Watch
yes.
you make water.
Yes.
And
by the way, it's horrible for the person doing it just as much as the person who's doing it.
Anybody wants to have that job.
No, not at all. So there's our show for today, Monday, October 8th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC, ya.
Have a great Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.